Your father smells of feces upon which your mother lays her eggs.
And welcome to another episode of Roscoe's
House of Jabs.
That's right.
Damn killer pussy.
Ah, fucking Christ.
Get off of there.
No.
Hey.
No.
Right. All right, okay. Well, this is off to a good start.
Yes, it is. Oh, what's up, D-Man?
Not much. What's going on?
Jody.
Holy shit. Wow. I was sitting here. I picked up my bottle, and I was thinking, like, well, what did I have in here? What? Oh, yeah, I'm on air. Fuck. So, yeah.
That's us. ADD all over the place.
Yep. Well, that's why I wear underwear, no. So it's not all over the place.
I wear Depends.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to get a little serious, yes, right off the bat, because I am very happy and impressed looking at the numbers here for the entire time that we've been doing this podcast, and because of you guys, our listeners, we have in the past 2 months gotten just over 500 downloads, and It is awesome.
It is incredible. Can't thank you enough.
I can't even think of the words to say, man. I can't even think of the words to say.
It's just awesome. What else can you say?
Thank you. Just thank you. Keep listening. Keep sharing.
Keep Facebooking.
Oh.
Keep twitting.
Oh, that's right. Get on that Instagram.
Instagrizzle.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm totally not gay. Or rapper.
Well, we're about as wide as you can get.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at your trucker tan right now. It's pretty awesome.
I know. I actually have to go tanning in order to be
not
quite as pale white.
Yeah. At least you're not see-through.
This is very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Not yet. Not yet.
You're getting there.
I'm not wearing a white shirt and we don't have water, so. You know, I'm sad to say I've never been to a wet t-shirt contest.
I haven't either.
I've been to a hot tub party where
ooh.
That was the point, but nice. It was kind of dark, and it's like, why keep the shirts on? And they took them off, and it was great.
Love it. Love it. I miss the hot tub. I miss parties with hot tubs, dude.
We had a hot tub out here, but there was just no way we could hook up the power. It would have cost way more than it was worth.
I have seen more boobies
in
a hot tub than...
Is there really anything better in life than boobies? I don't know.
No.
Well, it depends on the boobies, but yeah.
Yeah, true. So...
Sorry, my cat's doing funny things.
Yeah, the damn killer pussy.
Damn pussy, yeah.
The fucking pussy.
She's just stalking me right now.
I know.
So if you keep hearing us burst out in laughter, I'm sorry.
She's just being fucking crazy.
She is being fucking crazy.
And it's really hard. It's very distracting. This pussy is very distracting. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I want to talk about the big news of the week, and that would be Super Bowl 49. XLIX.
XLIX.
Now, this game was played between the Patriots and the Seahawks. Seahawks making a repeat.
Gotta love them Hawks.
Go Hawks, baby.
Still go Hawks all the way.
And, yes, everybody knows that the Seahawks lost 28-24.
And it was our game to lose. We had it.
We had it right there, and I can't be mad about that call.
No.
I can say it was the wrong call.
Oh, absolutely.
Because everybody knows you could have given it to Marshawn Lynch. We're half a yard away.
Yep.
And he would have barreled it through. It wouldn't have mattered if there was a brick wall, a concrete wall, both of those right there on that yard line. He would have barreled right through it.
Absolutely.
So it wouldn't have mattered. They could have had 10, 15 guys on the line. Put everybody there just in front of him. He would have got through them.
And I know that they chose that because everyone expected that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was kind of a sure thing.
They were
because
only
even if he didn't get through that time, he would have got through the next time.
Yep. He would have wore him down because that's what he's good at.
Exactly. And...
And they were only on second down.
Following a catch like we made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Curse. That was amazing.
And you... And That's what I got upset about, is you were going to let that catch go to waste. Well, I wasn't mad. It was just unfortunate.
It was unfortunate. It was unfortunate because there was 26 seconds left in the game, and they intercepted the ball. Then it was unfortunate that they would have kneeled and would have got a safety.
Yes.
And then we would have had been 3 points. Then we would have been down one. And we would have had 26 seconds to do something with it.
Yep.
That all being said.
Which is plenty of time in Seahawks time.
Plenty of time. We learned that in the Packers game.
Yep.
But things happened. The fight broke out. Irving got ejected. I mean.
Ignorance here. Irving on their team?
No, Irvin on our team.
Oh, okay.
Bruce Irvin, number 51. So
Randy Johnson's number on the Mariners back in the day.
Back in the day.
Sorry, back to foosball.
Overall, it was the great game that everybody expected.
Oh, it was. It was.
It didn't go the way that we wanted it to. And you know what? There's absolutely nothing that we can do to change it.
No.
The calls were made. And that's how history gets played out.
Yep. But I think it was great that Coach Carroll admitted to it. He's like, I made the wrong call.
And Russell Wilson is putting it on himself. And all the coaches are putting it on themselves because they are a team. And that's what I've heard. Because to be honest with you, I have not done as much research after this game as I do after most because it was so heart-wrenching and just...
Yeah.
We were right there. We know what could have happened. It wasn't done.
Oh, yeah.
Which is understandable, but I'm not going to get mad.
No.
I'm not. I can't get mad because I'm not the guy holding the ball. I'm not the guy making the calls.
Well, and regardless, you know, Wilson, how many years has he been in the league now?
This is his third year.
So 2 out of 3 years, he got us to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. And
how
one of them, he won.
How can you be upset at him for that? You know, the guy's amazing.
And we were literally half a yard away
from
winning the second.
Yep.
Okay. The year before we won the Super Bowl, we were at the NFC game in Atlanta, and we lost by a field goal in the last 31 seconds of the game.
Oh.
Okay, what did we do the next year? They learn,
mm-hmm.
and they came back and they won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Now how shitty do they feel?
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to feel upset. I can feel shitty because it's my team that lost.
Yep.
But... I don't need to be upset because I know Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson, Richard Sherman, mm-hmm. everybody on that team is beating themselves up over it, especially Bennett.
Yeah.
Because Bennett was the one that got the 5-yard penalty flag for neutral zone infraction. And that really was the final nail in the coffin.
Right.
It's understandable. What I can get upset at is the fucking bandwagoners. Because...
Well, I hit the Seahawks again now. Yes, that's a joke.
It is so irritating to me. Today, I went to a shop, and there were two people behind the counter, and one of them pointed at me and said, see, they're still out there. And I didn't know what he was talking about. I was wearing my Seahawks beanie. And I was like, what? Whoa, dude, I mean, what? You know, he said it in a friendly manner, so I was like, hey, you know, what are you talking about? And he was like, someone told me that people would still be taking off all their Seahawks gear because they lost. I was like, you know what? Then they're fucking bandwagoners, and that's fucking bullshit. You're either with the team or you're not.
Yep.
It's the same thing as when they played the Packers and people leaving at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, bandwagoners. You piss me off. You
fuck
think
you,
because
yeah.
they're from your hometown and hometown from your area and they're doing good, you can just hop on? Fuck you guys. And piss me the fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You either love your team or you don't. And if you don't, get the fuck off the train. Get off the wagon, I should say.
Hmm. That's nope, I completely agree.
That's
my
rant.
I kind of figured there's no reason to bash the team. Well, one,
no,
they
that's
got us
the
to
thing.
The Super Bowl, but
that's now they're all bashing them. Now all the fucking bandwagoners are bashing the team.
I know, it's bullshit. But I guess looking at it from my point of view, there's no reason to bash them because they are bashing themselves worse than any of us could if we wanted to.
True.
I mean, it's just reality.
I got to put it out there because they fucking piss me off.
Oh, yeah. No,
you sell your Super Bowl tickets. You sell your plane tickets. You sell.
Did
you
hear about all the people that got fucked over on the tickets?
No. You mean from the people that sold and then couldn't get them back because they sold them after the Packers game?
No. Oh, shit, I'm not going to do it right. My niece's dad was there, and he was telling me all about how a lot of people got these tickets from secondhand, not scalpers, but they were secondhand thing. But the first, like I said, I'm not going to make any sense, but the first set sold out so fast and so much that all these tickets people were promised they couldn't deliver anymore. And a lot of those people had already bought hotels and everything down in Arizona. And
fuck.
Yep. Had to watch it from the sideline.
It's a black market down there, really.
It's a brutal sport, yeah.
I watched a video on how there was so much counterfeit merchandise, jerseys and whatnot.
It's so... sporting event is supposed to be such a good thing. And
yeah.
The way people are just... Yeah.
There was a guy that came all the way from Wichita.
We like Wichita.
Yes, we do like Wichita. No, it wasn't Wichita. It was Wenatchee. I'm sorry.
Oh, so now
not,
we don't
not
like
to
Wichita?
Put it on Wichita. No.
Well, I don't know about him, Wichitonians, but I still like you guys.
No, I love Wichita. Especially Old Town. You go to the pump house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And...
you want to pump my house?
Later. So, it was Wenatchee, and he'd come all the way down to sell counterfeit goods. Make a couple $1,000. Or $10,000 or whatever. I don't know. But that's my rant. Fuck you, bandwagoners. That's all I got to say.
Yes. Fuck you, bandwagoners.
You fucking assholes.
Yes. I have an asshole.
So do I. Is it brown?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
And I haven't taken a picture. I'm not sure I want to take a picture of my butthole.
Because I've bleached mine, so it should be white. Yeah.
I'm just getting my Austin's bleached.
Is it? It stung.
Still got to get you to watch Bruno. Are you being serious? You actually bleached
your
asshole?
I mean, I use the bleach hair dye.
Oh,
so
that makes sense, yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what you're supposed to use.
Dude, we should totally go M&M. Bleach our hair.
I've been there before.
Yeah, so have I.
My hair's so dark it took twice.
Are we going to continue with the Hawks, or am I going to go to... Are we moving on?
I'm done. I got...
Yeah.
Ow, fucker! Jesus Christ.
Hey, that's what you get for fucking with me. No, I was going to go on a hair dye rant. Or not a rant, but a story.
A story.
But I don't want to cut into the Hawks talk, so.
I got nothing else to say to the Hawks other than that I still love my Hawks. We're going to come back, and it's going to be
absolutely
amazing.
I can only imagine they're going to want to come back next year worse than ever.
Exactly.
And you know what?
3 years in a row.
I hope that it's the Patriots in the end, because they are going to be fucking scared, I guarantee
it.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
All right. Well, we still love you, Hawks. Never going to give up.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
12th man. Loud and proud.
Loving the 12s.
Ooh.
Tom Brady tried to wear number 12, the Fagula.
Well, that is his number.
Yeah, well, he's a ball-washing bastard. See, the Seahawks were kind enough. They knew who the 12th man was.
Fuck
yeah. And
they
let us represent. Tom Brady's selfish ass wants to take it.
My wife tried to blame it on my hair. Multiple times.
I'll straighten her out
tomorrow.
Or whenever.
Well, hopefully it'll be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Fucking killer pussy. Yeah. Multiple times she was like, see, it's your hair. It's bad luck. You shouldn't have grown it out.
Terrible.
Yeah, well, guess what? So,
yeah.
You had a hair dye story.
I did have a hair dye story. So, many, many moons ago, my cousins lived up near Bellingham. And so, we were... Her parents, for whatever reason that summer, were always gone. Okay, and we were 19-ish, 18, 19.
Yeah. Is this the same place with the barn?
No.
Okay.
No, same group of people, but... Okay, my pussy's rubbing on me. Dude, I swear I'm going to beat you if you keep that up.
Don't beat that pussy.
Stop
beating the pussy.
So, anyway... So we're rather drunk, and I was going to bleach my hair. It was kind of buzzed, like, I don't know, maybe quarter inch, half inch all over. But all
right.
I'm like, fuck it, let's bleach my hair.
All
right, cool, so we got the stuff. Well, I'm about two or three steel reserves into it.
Steel reserve.
And so I had a big, thick goatee just on the chin there.
Yeah.
And it was, if I pulled it straight out, it was almost 2 inches. Like, it was long, but it was kind of curled under.
Yeah.
You know?
I used to have a goatee like that. You could pull it out. I'd chew on it all the time. And
I never did that. I kept it underneath. So, anyway, so I thought it'd be hilarious. Let's do leopard. Let's do sections. Little spots of hair dye.
Oh,
and then
no.
I put a racing stripe
oh,
down
no.
my goatee. See, here's the funny thing.
Where are the photos? I got to see the photos.
There aren't any. They haven't been around for a while.
Oh, no.
But the funny thing was, is I worked for an auto body...
repair shop?
No, not for a shop. It was... we delivered auto body supplies. We were the company that they got their supplies from, and I drove the delivery truck.
So you were the delivery driver?
Yes. So luckily, I wore hats a lot back then.
Did you happen to deliver any parts to any good-looking women? Like they do
that
in
worked
the
in the offices, yes.
Oh.
And I had longer sideburns then that would go down to almost the top of my jaw here. It worked back
then. Okay, yeah.
Mutton chops. I did little...
Jesus.
Little I don't want to say slices, but little lines.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, dark, normal hair,
blonde
stripe. Dark, normal, blonde stripe, yeah. So I'm wearing this hat that you can clearly tell what I did. I'm just covering most of it. And then I had this big, thick goatee with a racing stripe. One of the stops was at my dad's body shop.
Oh, man.
And to go back, the shop that I worked in at the time, there was just three of us in there except for Wednesdays when the big guy came down.
Yeah.
The store manager was 19. The assistant manager was 23, and I was the 18-year-old driver. So my dad is good personal friends with the head honcho.
I would hope so.
So I stopped at my dad's shop, and he just comes out there, crosses his arms. He's got this big old shitting grin on his face. He's like, I don't even want to know what you were doing last night. And then he asked me if, what's his name, the higher up guy. He's like, has he seen you yet? I'm like, nope, going to fix this tonight before he shows up. He just laughing. He's like, you better. You want to keep your job. So, yeah, I made a lot of people laugh. And it did look like a leopard. And I ain't going to lie. It looked good. But it wasn't employee worthy.
I had to fix it. Yeah, professionalism.
That night. But, man, dude, I'm telling you, it was just spot on leopard. My cousin worked a good hour and a half on my hair, and she did a damn good job.
Jesus.
But the racing stripe down the goatee I wanted to keep.
How do you stay that still when you're so drunk?
I don't know.
That's amazing.
That's
a feat in itself.
Well, and as ADD as I am, yeah, I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Not a fun clue. Hmm. There's a clue. I didn't have it.
They must have, like, had a pet squirrel. They kept putting it in front of your face and taking it away.
I know.
Squirrel.
It was crazy. But it was a cool bathroom that had a clawfoot tub.
Ooh.
It was a nice house. It was like one of those half house, half cabins way up in the woods.
How does that work?
It looks like a house on the outside, but there's the long, tall logs, too, in places like a cabin. And on the inside, the walls were the logs, like the half logs. No, it was a nice place.
Oh.
Interestingly enough, this was the same house in the year 2000. Sorry, I love that song. That was a really bad... Yeah, anyway.
Who does that song? Who?
Silverchair.
Wow, I have not heard the name Silverchair in
Anthem
ages.
For the year 2000, dude.
Wow.
I always love that.
That's a fucking draw, dude.
So anyway, we're at this house for the year 2000, and it was only like 9 or 10 o'clock, but we had a bottle of, an actual bottle of Chardonnay. I always use that reference when getting drunk. And so we kept joking about the, you know, losing power at midnight.
Yeah.
So we step outside.
Y2K, motherfuckers.
Exactly. And it's, you know, we step outside, and there's no neighbors. I mean, this is one where your property is like just multiple acres. Your nearest neighbor... You can't even see them.
2 miles away.
Yeah, like I said, they live up in the Fancy Pants Hills. So we step outside and we're shaking. No, champagne. We're shaking up this bottle, shaking it, you know, doing the fake jerking off. There's a couple of us guys. We had to pretend like we were jerking off with this bottle.
Of course.
And so we get it right there, and then pop, everything goes dark.
No shit,
Every fucking thing goes dark. And we're like, what the fuck? Because we were just joking about how, well, we know we're not going to lose. I mean, we knew we weren't going to lose it anyway. But we're like, well, everyone else still has power. We're not going to lose it. So let's shoot it off. Shake, shake, shake. Pop. Dead. Everything's gone.
Oh, shit.
We're like, what the fuck? Well, so we needed more alcohol. And we had the 21-year-old friend.
Yeah.
So we got in the car and we went down. And there's a few houses along this tall dirt road that you can actually see, you know. And all their lights were dead, too. Every one of them. And we're like, what the fuck? Well, as it turns out, at the very bottom of the hill at the lake, where they're, because they lived off, you drive around Lake Whatcom, and then it goes up top.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, some drunk idiot crashed into a power pole.
Oh.
And that's why. But it was right as we popped that cork, man. And I don't remember if the power came on before or not. But
did he die?
I don't know. The ambulance took him away.
Okay.
But, oh, shit. Drunk story number two.
Oh, yeah. I was going to get into the whole Y2K thing.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll get back to that. So yesterday, I'm at Safeway on my way down to my old man's place, and I'm just picking up some chips and dip.
Yeah.
And there was this guy there, had to be late 50s dude, but he's the typical. He's got the long hair, you know, I'm still cool guy.
Oh, yeah.
Mustache, doing the whole, I'm not drunk. I'm just tired, you know.
Oh, bullshit.
There to pick up vodka, right?
Yeah, you're not drunk.
No. So anyway, I'm in the checkout stand, and then he comes up to the stand kind of right behind me.
Yeah.
Because they're the rows. Well, right in front of him, the people that were actually checking out was this very upper-class mother and her, couple of children.
Yes.
He's right behind him. Drunk motherfucker drops and breaks both bottles of vodka, splashing up on Ritzy Pitch's kids.
Oh, and the kids, then.
it just splashed up on their legs. But yeah,
still.
The one kid was probably as tall as this mic stand here. Which, what do you think? 2.5 feet, 3 feet?
Anyway, yeah, it's about 3 feet.
That's about
how
tall
about 3 feet.
Splashed over the legs, and, you know, so everyone around's like, oh. And he's it's bottles of vodka. God damn it, I'm sorry, it slipped out. And the great part was, he's like, well, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm going to go, hold on. Can you guys get me a couple more bottles, or I'll go get it? And the manager comes over, sir, I don't think you need to get those bottles of vodka. And that's about when I was walking away. So I'm like, nice. Oh, yeah.
No, I need those bottles of vodka. Yeah.
I'm just really tired.
I'm
really,
you know,
really tired.
I need something to wake me up here.
I can't walk straight, and I slur my words when I'm
I know
I'm
my
tired.
Eyes are all bloodshot, and
fucking people.
I'm sweating like a pig here, but I just need my vodka.
Okay, your talking pisses me off. What was your story? Yeah, I went there.
Oh, fuck. I don't make anybody happy.
Something about Y2K.
Okay, so was Y2K...
Yes. It happened. I was
I was there, too.
Okay.
Was that the biggest scare of our generation before 9/11?
Okay, I was going to bring up 9/11. Sadly...
No, because that's all the media since 9/11 has been.
Yeah,
it's been fear. It's been craziness.
I
think it's Y2K.
It probably was, yeah. Everyone was just convinced.
Everybody was freaking out about it.
Yeah, it was just so convinced that was going to be the end of the world. Which my granddad, he built the bunker.
Fuck yeah.
He bought new vehicles. He maxed everything out because he knew.
The it was just going
to come in. It wouldn't matter anymore.
Apocalypse.
So that was totally.
Why?
But then when we didn't die, that was his god, the one that orbits one of the planets in a spaceship. He saved us.
All right.
So that's cool. We owe
everything to the guy in the spaceship.
To the Galactic Federation of Light. Yes.
As long as it wasn't the. Federation of Planets. Yeah, actually, it would have been badass because then Star Trek would be real. God damn it, I had a point and it totally went fucking squirrel.
Squirrel! Oh, yeah. No. I don't know what to do.
I know what to do.
What do
I
do?
I want you to bend over, stick your head far up your ass, and sniff.
Oh, should I?
Yes.
Oh, please help me.
I will not help you because y'all bitch.
I'm a bitch. Hey, at least I'm not a pussy. Okay, sometimes. If I get a paper cut or scratch myself or stub my toe. Especially like the pinky toe. Yeah. Okay, I just remembered what I was going to talk about. I need a little distraction to bring me back.
Yes. Killer pussies.
Why does everybody think the world is going to end? Why?
Those
why is everybody so obsessed with the
realism,
apocalypse?
Reality?
Yeah.
People that don't understand it all think it's going to,
Yeah. It's fucking irritating, goddammit. I mean, it's like your grandpa spending thousands of dollars maxing out credit cards alone, I'm sure, buying new vehicles.
I don't know if he believed in credit cards, but yeah, he maxed out a ton of shit.
Jesus. And then building a bunker and spending just all the... For what? What?
Who knows?
What do you do after that?
I
got me this
that
nice...
You were saved by... Who knows? Jesus.
Then how do you live your life? Oh, I got me this nice bunker that I guess I'll live because I sold my house. And it's like, who was that dude a couple years back? He was getting everybody to give them everything. Their houses, their money, their cars. Fuck, I'm sure some people gave him his kids.
Is that the Mormon guy?
I think so.
I went there.
I'm trying to remember who that was. Oh, fuck. Our listeners are going to have to tell us because I can't remember. It was a guy 2-3 years ago. He said the world was going to end. He predicted it.
I know what you're talking about.
Everybody just gave everything to him, and he fucking made out like a bandit.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's able to convince people, oh, yeah, I'm a fucking messiah.
But people don't take that to light.
No, they sign contracts saying everything I have, I own, I'm giving to you. Messiah.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah, it is. I'm pulling up the, trying to pull up the head guy of the Galactic Federation of Light.
Oh, is that really a thing?
No, yeah, it really is.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no, he used to send us, email us literature all the damn time.
Wow.
So.
Well, it's good that he was using technology instead of the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Like, I see, here's all the.
Oh. Inner Earth.
Yeah, we're watching this stuff on YouTube, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, see, here's the ship. That's the ship that he orbits in.
Your future home. Your future home.
Sheldon Neidl and the Galactic Federation of Light.
Sheldon Neidl.
There he is.
Oh, my God. What, Selamet Balak, which is... So he's got his... He made up his own language?
Yeah.
Founder.
Well, no, it's another planet's language, and that's what he's part of.
Okay, he made up his own language.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, that thing goes on for fucking ever.
The Galactic Federation of Light.
Sheldon Neidl, we give ourselves unto thee.
He looked like a fucking dweeb, too.
Oh, yeah, you know he was fucking pantsed a lot as a kid.
I know, I look like a dweeb, but...
Yeah, but you work it. You work it.
Wow.
Yeah, you work it.
Fucking A. At least I get pussy. Well...
True.
I gotta, you know... Cage it and throw it, chloroform it.
Right, chloroform it. Hey, got to do what works.
Tie it down. But you know what? I still get that pussy.
But remember from one of my corrections, I am not for rape. I am against
I
rape.
I still don't believe it.
And this needs to be proven every damn time. Oh my God, my pussy back here is hairy as shit. Hey, don't bite me.
Oh shit, it's got teeth. Fuck, get away from it, dude. Get away. Oh no, I told you to get away.
It's biting me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see what this pussy does right here?
Oh, Jesus. Scritches?
Well, they're healing up now. Fuck. I haven't been bit by my pussy in a while. Damn.
It's a lonely, lonely world.
It is.
D-Man. Very lonely.
Terrible. So, on to other news.
Oh, Mordos.
Damn.
Why'd you pause for so long?
Because I don't really have other news.
Oh.
Yeah, I was trying to be like, and on other news, go for it.
Oh, I got to think of something.
Yes.
Okay. One thing I did want to broach and talk about, kind of going along the whole dweeb.
Yes.
I wouldn't really call him, well.
D-W-E-E-B.
So, in my life right now, I am currently looking for another babysitter.
Oh, babysitter. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm kind of looking at the dudes more.
Does your wife know you're looking for a gay partner?
I'll tell her later, you know. I got to experience it so I can give her...
True. Have you worked on the finger in the ass from last week's episode?
I've played around the outer edges of it just to kind of get a feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's enticing. Like, it's exciting. But I don't know if I want to take the dive, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I really do. And
I'm just kind of touching around the outside. Well, I'm spitting on my finger a little bit, you know. Just kind of get my mouth full of spit and just all over my finger.
Well, you guys to do that. You need a nice
slow
entry into the anus. And what I tend to do is I get a whole lot of pig slop in the barn.
You remind me of my pastor back in my early days of going to the church.
That's true. Now, which one was that? That could have been one of my one of my great churches.
Oh, well, it was in Texas somewhere.
Well, probably, yeah. Yeah,
I think we were in the suburbs of Dallas.
I did a lot of
fooling
down there. I mean, preaching down there.
I don't remember. My daddy moved around a lot.
That's true. That's true. He was damn good in a bed. I mean, in church.
Oh, wow. You knew my daddy?
Oh, yeah.
He kind of left when I was three.
He was a bad boy. He'd get a lot of spankings.
Oh, yeah?
That he did.
What'd you use to spank him? I want to hear.
Oh, you name it. You know, hands, midgets, whatever you got hands on. No, so
how were the midgets in bed? I gotta know.
Oh, them little bastards trying to pin them down.
Oh, I bet it's tough.
Yep, you got a little bastards.
But they got short legs. They don't run that fast.
Some of them do. Some of them do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Real tiny pee-pees, which is great because I got a real tight anus.
Oh,
I do.
I bet they love it.
But no, to get something up your anus, you roll around a pig slop. There's a lot of lube in there.
Oh, okay. Yep. But what about the smell? Do I just get a clothesline clip and put it on my nose for the smell?
Oh, hell no. You get used to the smell.
Oh,
after a while,
I'll
give you a chub. Give you a chubby.
Oh.
Yep.
I just smell pig shit and all of a sudden I got a raging hard on.
You'll get a raging hard on.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm going to have to start.
Right.
How long does it take to get used to it?
Well, it depends on how inbred you are.
Okay.
So for me, 2 seconds.
Oh, right. Well,
yep,
my
mommy and pappy
branching out fine.
My mommy and pappy are their own mommy and pappy.
Oh,
that's how crazy we are.
Wow. That's pretty straight tree.
But it is. We don't wait. There ain't
kinda,
no branches hitting your balls on the way down on that one.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
Mine is kind of big and got lots of branches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You donkey punched me with that. A while ago, which begs another
I'm
question.
I'm confused. I don't know what a donkey punch is. I just tend to stick my penis in things.
Right, and that's the thing. You was behind me drilling me like an oil driller, yet at the same time...
Was I drinking?
You were hitting me in the back of the head with your
cock. I must have been drinking.
Something like that, because how do you be in my ass, smack me in the back of my head with your dick while in my ass, and you only have one dick? I don't get it, son.
I think I must have switched out my penis for my fist. That's the only thing I can think of.
That would explain it, yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to say I was tight earlier. That ain't true. I gotta keep a plug in there, otherwise that shit just...
It just falls right out. It gets all prolapsed.
That's what it does,
It just falls right out.
Just falls right the fuck out.
But you take that plug out, taking a shit.
Oh.
So easy.
Oh, man, feels
just
so good.
Just plop, and you don't feel nothing.
Ooh, not a damn thing.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
It is so good.
Boy, we's queer as hell.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
I just wish I remembered, because I get drunk a lot, and I tend to black out.
You know, being like I am, it reminds me of a movie. You ever seen Cowboy Way?
I have not seen Cowboy Way. I don't tend to watch movies, because I tend to get drunk when I go to see movies.
Okay.
And then I tend to pass out. Next thing I know, my hand's in a bucket of popcorn.
Sure.
With a cock in it. And
that's
my face
no way to eat popcorn.
Is in another dude's lap on the other side with a cock in my mouth.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got a pull of Woody Harrelson on that one. What he did, Kiefer came over to pick him up.
Oh, Kiefer Sutherland.
And old Woody Harrelson comes out naked as the day he was born, except he has his cowboy hat covering his thing.
Oh, my God.
But then he's able to talk with his hands waving around. That hat still perched right there on the
that's
dome.
That's so awesome.
Still
I wish
hard.
I wasn't drunk.
I'd have no
love
idea.
To see that.
It was funny. It was funny as hell.
Oh,
no,
man.
That's a good show
I
right there.
I love Woodley Harrelson.
Woodley? Woodley. We like a Woodley.
I love that Woodley Harrelson.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That bald head and that crooked smile of his.
Oh,
it's
hell
so
yeah.
Cute.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did I tell you about the run-in I had with that cop the other day?
That cop? You ran into a cop? Was he a buddy of mine?
I don't know.
Named Herschel?
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, because he's about the only cop in town.
Nice.
But I give Herschel's plenty handies, so I tend to get out of most things.
Hell yeah.
I don't ever use my mouth, though, because he's kind of dirty. He doesn't really shower that much.
Them's the best one, though. Them's the best ones right there.
Nah,
no,
I'm pretty clean.
I haven't told you about that story because, well, it never happened. So there's really not much to tell. Really, I can't. damn it.
Can we talk more about Woodley?
Woodley?
I like Woodley.
What about Woodley Allen?
Woodley
That's
Allen?
That's a sick-son bitch. He married his...
I think I know what you talk about.
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
No, it was more like a daughter fucker.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I guess I lost
Still,
my
he had to fuck the mother in order to fuck the daughter.
Something.
That's just weird.
Yeah, that's one of those weird families where I think the daughter came first before the mother.
That's odd. That doesn't... No.
No,
that's
they're both
tree.
In bed.
What?
They're both in bed. The
I
daughter
think I've
and the
been
mother
drinking
and the daughter
too much.
Came
I'm
first.
I'm starting to... Oh, God, I think I'll start to play.
Fading to black? Yeah, well, that's all right. Moving on. Again, I really don't know what we're moving on to.
Oh, I was talking about dweebs.
You were talking about dweebs.
Yeah.
Continue.
So, in the process of hiring a new babysitter, we were going through this.
I just lost my cap.
Going through this website. It seems like a pretty good website. We've
legitimacy.
Interviewed one babysitter today. Hold on, I'm taking a drinkage.
Technically, the first sound you heard was me taking a drinkage. He can't even hold his microphone up so where he can hear what the hell he's saying. Or drink it. Holy shit, you just drank about half of that.
Yes, I did. So, the first potential babysitter comes over today. We interview her. Everything goes great. What was odd-ish was I open up the door and she's standing there with a dude.
D-U-D-E.
Dead man. And so I'm like, okay, she brought protection. She doesn't know what she's walking into. Totally
she
understand.
She walked in with a condom?
No. Now, I'm going to admit, this girl, she's only 20 years of age.
I was just about to ask you her age.
Yeah, 20 years. Hold on. Hold. And okay, so.
How'd that feel coming out? There you go. I'm going to insert this piece of Gundam into my mouth and
Gundam?
I will enjoy it.
Did you just say Gundam? Don't get me started on Gundam. She opens up the door, or I open it. It's my house. I'm allowing her in. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about now. Anyway, she's standing there with a dude. She introduces herself.
This gum is delicious.
And then she introduces the boy, same age, as her boyfriend. Now, the girl that we're interviewing is a cute, skinny, blonde girl.
Right.
The boyfriend was literally five times her size.
Was he a gorgeous hunk of man?
Oh, yes. No, he was...
Was he a large American?
He was a lot... He was Merc, damn it. Merc. And cool dude. We sat there. The interview went a lot longer than I expected. It went well. You know, we really like her. But I kept thinking the entire time sitting there. Like, trying to get my head straight. But I couldn't stop thinking about, how did this fat fucker get with the hot blonde skinny chick? It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
But see, here's my thing. Again, were they holding hands? Were they acting like boyfriend and girlfriend?
No.
I swear to you, that's what he's just the guy friend. That
she did say she had three younger brothers.
See, he's just the guy friend that played the part of the girlfriend, or boyfriend. He wants to be with her. He so does. And he was glad to go along with her to pretend, but poor son of a bitch just
hangs
off at night.
We'll see. We might end up hiring her. I don't know. We got a couple more interviews. And
no, you know what? Interview needs to be right fucking here.
Honestly, the first time, this is not the first time that I've seen this. The hot blonde was the fat dude.
What about the hot brunette? I'm more into brunettes, I ain't going to lie.
Oh, I am too. Actually, I'm more into, you know. Firecrotches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love them firecrotches. So,
yep.
I'm all about that red zone. That's right.
Have you earned them?
You want your red wings?
Have you earned them yet?
Oh, I've earned my red wings. Nice. When I'm not passed out and having a cock in my mouth and a cock in my hand, I got my face deeply buried into
it. We should let these people know later how to... we should let them know all about 50 ways to eat cock.
Yeah, we should.
Yep, we'll post that so everyone knows how to get that.
That's right. But no, honestly, it's not the first time that I've seen the hot chick, skinny, good-looking, with the fat dude. And there's nothing wrong with the fat dude. He had a great personality. He was a cool guy to talk to. But... maybe I'm just shallow. I'm fucking...
Well, you are a shallow piece of shit.
Yes. I am a... maybe. No, not maybe. Yeah, I'm pretty fucking shallow. But still, like, come on. He's a smart guy. He's fucking going to school and whatnot. What?
No, keep talking.
Okay. You.
I just, for a second, I thought I couldn't hear you, but I can hear you just fine.
I hope so. I guess I'm being a little too loud. And you can't hear me in the...
I can hear you just fine.
So, Explain this to me. How does this work? I don't understand it.
I don't know. I never got that lucky.
Well, seriously, he was twice your size.
What are you trying to say?
You are a big, beautiful man.
Thank you.
That's right. With the tiny cock. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's right. So
I'm posting our listeners how to... They can come check us out and learn 50 ways to eat cock.
50 ways to eat cock. Cock, goddamn.
And
this is kind of... I think we might call this one Crazy Train.
There you go. I'm all for it.
No affiliation to Ozzy Osbourne. None. But this is kind of off the rails tonight.
Yep.
That's right. See? Just proved it there.
Always.
Okay, focus.
Yes, focus.
I got the squirrel.
Right.
How does this happen?
Pass it. Yeah, I don't know. It's bullshit.
I mean, what is it? Do they feel comfortable?
See, and here's the thing. They end up breaking up.
Oh, yeah.
I go to ask the chick out, and you know what she says? You're a little bigger than I'm wanting. And the dude before was bigger.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I've had that happen
once.
Isn't
that some horse shit? It's like, the dude you were just fucking.
Face in horse shit, yeah.
Okay, and that begs another question. You know they're fucking.
Oh, yeah.
How do they fuck?
Oh, it's easy. See, for
okay,
those guys
no,
that
no,
big.
Okay, but no. You are not that big.
No, I know. For guys that big, what they do, you got to roll, pull the stomach up, pull it back. You got to lay on your back is usually the easiest way. When then she sits down on what looks like a little nub.
Yeah.
But then your fupa, that's your fat upper dick area, then acts as a pillow so she can actually go down quite further.
Yeah.
It looks like it's just a head sticking up. She now puts that in her love opening, but then she keeps going down, and the cushion just keeps going down. The head
which
stays
love
the same
opening?
Place. So it's almost like it helps her go back up. She pushes down, the skin comes back up. You know, the fupa comes back up. It's just kind of a compression. Then the guy lets go of his belly, and it keeps her front section warm while she's going up and down. So it may.
But does he continually have to hold the front section up, or
not
does
until
he can flop
once
it down onto it?
Finally, gets all the way down. Then you can let the belly go, and it just kind of stays with her as she goes.
Wouldn't
up
that crush her legs?
Not really. You'd
be surprised. That's a lot of weight. I mean, I guess you got to find a
well,
a strong side woman.
Just kind of grab onto it like a pillow, kind of back and forth. Hey, it works.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep.
I'm 6 foot, weigh 175 pounds.
How are you 6 foot? I'm taller than you at 5'10".
What? Maybe not.
Oh, well, then I'm shorter than you by
stand
2 inches.
Stand up.
I don't want to stand up.
Stand up.
God damn it.
Fucking A.
Yes. Even though B has more holes, and we've known this for years.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to with this. Hold on.
Okay. We can take these out. We can hear each other. It's fine. We're not. We don't have.
Nope.
We have no guests tonight, by the way, if you haven't figured out.
If we get close enough. Are you on your toes? I just
told
you.
No, I'm not on my toes.
2 inches shorter.
You stand 5'10". Look at me.
There we go. Yes.
Yeah. I'm staring eyeballs to each forehead. Sorry, I didn't mean to touch it.
Dude just touched my head.
Yeah, no, that was weird.
But it isn't weird. You liked it.
I liked it so much.
Speaking of which, I was so disappointed with the halftime show. Look.
Really?
Katy Perry's
okay,
easy
okay,
on the
so
eyes,
we're getting back to the Super Bowl.
It.
Katy Perry's hot. I
oh, I'm
Katy
not.
Perry.
I'm not saying I'd kick her out of bed for eating oats, as they say in the Hicktown.
Oats.
I'm just not a fan of hers.
I love Katy Perry. Firework, man. Oh, gets me going.
The fuck is Firework?
Oh,
I mean,
it's one
I'm
of
jealous
her songs.
That Russell Brand.
I am so going to play. That's my. I'm going to play that as my inspirational song tonight. Is Firework. You are going to love Firework.
I'm so.
It's so.
So
good.
Upset with you right now.
No, it's awesome. Okay.
Look, her naked in my bed is awesome.
Yeah.
That's
what
about
one
it.
Of the things I love about Katy Perry. It's on Netflix, and you got to watch it. It's a documentary. It's called Katy Perry, Part of Me. Okay, mm-hmm. One of her songs is called Part of Me. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
And I've only cried at two documentaries.
My God.
Okay,
I'm
two.
I'm shaking my head at you right now.
Okay, first one was a two-part documentary.
For our
it was done by William Shatner.
Greatly. William Shatner?
William Shatner. The okay. Shat.
The Shat.
The first one was called The Captains.
Priceline.com. The Cactus?
The Captains.
Captains.
The Captains.
Sorry.
Okay. So The Captains, he interviews all the captains and even other bigger names within
right.
The Star Trek universe. And what he's trying to do is figure out why the hell is Star Trek so big? What makes Star Trek so awesome, basically?
Hmm.
And so you follow him on this journey, and in the captains, you meet a person who's a quadriplegic, and I forget exactly what he was, what he had. He had a disease, but basically he was wheelchair-bound. He's almost Stephen Hawking-like. And
don't disrespect the man.
Hawking
is amazing.
Oh, he is amazing. This guy in the captains, his name was Captain Dave.
Thank you. You're welcome.
That's right. And he couldn't speak. He was bound to a wheelchair, and he got to meet William Shatner, and they captured it on film. Now,
okay, I can't make fun of Shatner for that. That's awesome.
Oh, it was so cool to see him. You could see it in Captain Dave's eyes. He's like, oh my God, I'm meeting Captain Kirk. Yes, he's William Shatner, but to him, he's Captain Kirk, because I can relate. Like, I've met Patrick Stewart. I didn't meet Patrick Stewart. I met fucking Captain Picard, goddammit. And Captain Picard, yeah, I've told that story before.
Where'd you meet him at?
Comic-Con.
Ah, okay. Continue.
So that storyline of Captain Dave follows through to his second one, which is called Get a Life. And it's just him exploring the Star Trek universe some more and trying to ultimately really figure it out for himself what makes Star Trek so pop culture-ish.
It's because we all hate the world that we've created, and that's a world that we'd rather be in.
Exactly.
Yep. Fucking humans.
And it gives us such hope and inspiration. It's awesome. I love Star Trek.
No, that is badass.
But what you find out, and yes, I'm going to spoil this, in Get a Life, is that Captain Davis passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And to see the interviews, they go more in depth into Captain Dave.
Oh, that's cool.
And they, oh God, it's awesome. To know how Star Trek had an effect on the life of somebody like this,
right,
who was so paralyzed and just in that position. And it was just his world. He loved it. They had a shot of his room and talking to his caregiver and his mom, and it made me tear up. It was emotionally affecting.
That's pretty cool.
So then the second one that I've cried to, not cried, I shouldn't say cry, I should say tear up, because tears came out. I wasn't crying. I wasn't Russell Wilson after they beat the Packers. Was Katy Perry part of me? Okay, fuck you, first off.
You keep promising, but you don't deliver.
I'm trying.
Okay.
And here's why. Because what you see through Katy Perry part of me is how much involved she is in the writing of her music, in the production of her shows, how much she actually cares about what she is doing.
Yeah.
And you go through the breakup of her and Russell Brand in this movie.
Which she created. Russell Brand can do no wrong. Continue.
For a while, it was basically following her on tour. And at the very beginning of her tour, she was on this pole underneath, and she would pop up to the stage. And where I got the most respect for Katy Perry was the fact that she was able to, what they showed was continually her hopping on this pole and being ready and just happy and energetic because she's about to put on a show.
Right.
And then all this shit goes down with Russell Brand. She's heartbroken.
Yeah.
And then what you see next is her walking up to that same pole, and she's just bawling. She's crying. She doesn't want to do it. She has no will to do it.
You gotta get closer.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see it flip. You see that switch. And she's like, I have to do it. Because I have fans that are here for me. And I have to put on a show for them. That kind of dedication.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Is awesome. To know that she cares that much. Because she could have been like, Nah, fuck it. I'm having a bad day. I got a cold. I'm gonna go. Fuck it. I can't do the
Justin
show.
Justin Bieber? What?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you see all you see the progression, and it's just awesome to me.
That is pretty cool.
And emotionally affected me. Some tears rolled down.
And I will say this: as I've heard from many a female,
yeah,
a real man can show emotions.
No, that's I still don't believe that.
So I don't know. It's always worked for me to a point. There's a part of going too far. I do remember in high school intentionally showing emotions, trying to get some attention, if you will. But it didn't work, so I quit that pretty quickly.
Some punani.
Punani.
Oh. Yep. Sucky sucky for my tearsy tearsies. No?
Yeah, I was watching Full Metal Jacket the other day, and it reminded me of the lady.
Movie.
No, eat your $5. I sucky sucky. I love you long time. it's a classic. It'll never go away.
It's fucking
great. But you can almost see the diseased flies flying around.
Oh, yeah. There was a great story that one of my old coworkers told me, and they were not in Vietnam, obviously, but they were in the Philippines or...
Vietnamese?
Somewhere in the South
Pacific
area. And they used to get what they called bubble baths. Basically, they would pay for this chick to get into a hot tub with them or a tub with a bunch of bubbles and whatnot, and... One of his partners didn't want to cheat on his wife, or one of his other fellow sailors didn't want to cheat on his wife.
I can respect that.
So instead, he got this lady of the night, and she got in the tub with him, and I guess just started rubbing her pussy. Yeah, all over him. You like that pussy.
Gross.
That pussy rubbing all over you. Just disgusting. All over. Made him happy.
Huh.
He ended up getting a skin rash over every part that she had rubbed her pussy onto him. How fucked up is that?
Damn. That's why you just... Oh, man.
Yeah.
If you are not in your country, just...
One,
well,
it would be...
Canada, you're okay.
It would
certain
be like
parts
a double
of the UK,
wrap.
You're okay. But the rest of it...
Yeah. Double wrap that shit.
Oh, triple wrap that. Well, if you're married, you shouldn't have to wrap anything because you're, you know.
Yeah, true.
You shouldn't be out there.
Sometimes there's overseas business trips.
Hey.
You know.
Different country don't count.
Different area codes.
Different area codes.
Ludicrous. Yeah, that was gay. I might cut that.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably will. What I'm going to do now.
Is it about song time?
It's about that time.
What song are we playing, though?
What'd I tell you?
Oh.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Well,
let me find
after
it.
That, it's going to be Song of My Choice.
It's what?
No. Song of My Ch...
Ch-ch-ch-choosing?
Well, mine doesn't have to be an inspirational song. It can just be a...
That's true.
A
That's
song.
True. My song is called Firework by Firework. Katy Perry.
The Pear.
A plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Cause there's a spark in you.
So yeah, I fucking love Yeah, she's...
That song does make me happy. Like,
it, yeah?
Yeah. One of those songs. Like, if I'm having a bad day, I'm like...
I can get that. All right, so now I have a question for you. So I have a question for you now. And that would be, have you seen...
Wow, none of that got picked up because I did not turn my microphone back on.
That was awesome.
God damn it.
Okay, so to recap, Rosconians, he was telling you all to fuck off if you think he's gay for liking Katy Perry.
And I want you to tell me.
Yes. Yes, I want you to tell him that he's gay as well.
Because I love Katy. Yeah, you're checking your microphone now.
Absolutely. So for any of our Rusconians and for Chody here.
Yeah.
Eurotrip. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, I fucking
wonderful
own
movie.
That movie.
Oh, yeah. So here's great a movie. Little Scotty doesn't know for you. Techno style. This is what they play in the club when they're overseas.
Yeah.
You ready for some of this?
Yeah. Give it to me. Here we go. I love that it's in a different language, too.
Oh, it comes in.
There we go.
I can't believe it's so
awesome. Oh, yeah. Great song. Great
fucking
song.
Awesome.
I love that one.
I love that movie. The best part about that movie was...
of many.
The cameo by Matt Damon singing that song at the high school party.
You know, it was actually a contractual thing. He didn't want to do it.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he had fun doing it. It was obviously. Just, it wasn't, had it been offered to him normally,
he would have
I guess
no.
He said he would have said no. But he said he had fun doing it, so.
But how was, what was the, nah, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, either way.
The best part is the whole Deflategate thing. Did you see that Jimmy Kimmel, the locker room guy? And,
I don't think I did.
Oh, so one of the best things that I enjoy is watching this feud that is between Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon.
Yeah, keep going.
And it's gone on for years, and there's a progression that you can find it and watch on YouTube.
Nice.
But at the end of the the locker room guy with the whole Patriots Deflategate thing.
Nice.
Matt Damon's standing there, and he's like, I acted alone. And then Jimmy Kimmel comes up, and he's like, you know why you acted alone? And Matt Damon's like, no, why? Because no one wants to act with you. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, that is funny as shit.
I love it. So what are we listening to here?
It's me. It's just supposed to be background.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll turn it down.
So,
a little bit more, because we don't want to hear you that much.
No, we don't. No. I'm a piece of shit. I don't deserve
no,
to live.
No, actually, I love it.
Well, no, this is recorded on here, on our equipment.
Nice.
No, what is that? I just watched that the other day. The fucking video game.
Video game?
Yeah, it's the video game movie with tall guy wearing the coat that they make fun of all the time.
Tall guy wearing the coat.
Damn it. We brought this up a few episodes ago. I'm so bad with names. It's my fucking ADD. I'm all over the place.
Video game movie.
Yeah, the guy makes video games.
Oh, Grandma's Boy.
Yes, thank you. The one Asian guy, he's like, I'm a piece of shit. I don't deserve to live. Calm down. You're not going to die. You know, piece of shit game. Yeah, it's just funny. I don't know. I like that one.
I need to watch that movie again. It's a fucking great movie.
Yeah, it is a great movie. But, yep. No, it was, you can't let yourself be too disappointed. We made it to the damn big game.
Yeah.
We may not have taken the win, but.
You know what?
How many teams made it to the Super Bowl last year out of all the teams in the NFL?
Just two.
So, and it won't be our last trip there.
It will not be our last trip there.
No.
I saw something real quick. I didn't read the article. It was just the headline saying that the predictions are already in for Super Bowl 50.
Oh, yeah.
And the Seahawks are... But they said the same thing last year, too.
Yeah, that's true.
So
about Super Bowl
Seahawks
50?
Are... What?
About Super Bowl 50? They were saying that last year?
No.
Being sarcastic, yeah.
Asshole. Yeah, they are predicting already that the Seahawks will make an appearance at Super Bowl 50.
Hells. Yeah. As long as we keep the same players, man.
I think Lynch is going to retire.
You think Marshawn's going to retire?
I think Marshawn is going to retire. But we have great running backs.
Well, but
Michael and Turbin.
See, I don't know. I hope he sticks on for one last try.
Before we go,
Yes.
I should mention the injury to Jeremy Lane.
Okay.
There is a photo you can find on the old Facebook or on the old Google. You just look up
the
Jeremy
Googe?
Lane injury and you see the what happened after he got that interception. Oh man, I did not know you could bend like that.
Oh no, what did
you
do?
Oh yeah. It's his forearm, and literally if his forearm is going straight down,
yeah,
it bends and flattens out to where his hand is.
Oh.
Oh yeah, dude.
Not good. Not good. Oh.
Wow. Holy crap.
That is crazy.
But that's what happens when you make an interception. So,
well, hey, he made it for us.
That's right.
Yep.
And yeah, again, thank you guys.
Yes, thank you.
We're right at an hour now, so I want to say thank you. 500 downloads, that's an achievement.
500
I mean,
plus.
2 months of doing this.
Nope, that's pretty awesome. And I think our
great.
Next goal has to be 1,000.
We will get
help
1,000.
Help us. Tell your friends.
Share it. Like us on Facebook.
Share us on Facebook.
The FB. That's right.
Pass us along like a peace pipe.
Yeah. That old bong. Take a hit off our bong and pass it along.
Hells yeah.
Sorry, I make myself laugh.
You're
funny
asshole. Over there. Yes, you are.
Again, you can find us on Twitter at Roscoe's HOC.
Instagram.
At Roscoe's HOC.
At Roscoe's HOC.
Pretty much, I'm sure you can, if you just Google Roscoe's HOC, you'll find us.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yep.
But find us on iTunes. Give us a download.
Yes.
And a subscribe.
A subscribe.
And write a review.
Killer
That's
Pussy's
right.
going crazy again.
Gonna beat the killer pussy to death tonight.
Yep.
So,
so to that, I ask you one question.
Did you steal that?